Well, good morning. It is 7:46 a.m. Saturday, July 11th, 2026. On a blue sky morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah. How y'all are? Yiddy. Justin Wilson. Ah, out of the sun, in the shade, it's actually pretty pleasant. That long western reach with the sun beating down on my back. It was a tad on the warm side. Just saying. Try to get up for sleep until 6. I kind of had a feeling I should have gotten up at 4:45. And just stayed up. Oh well. Under the bridge. Water may be under the bridge, but the river still flows. I get settled here with this cord. It's irritating me. That's a little better. Not much, but a little. Anyway, if I don't have to worry about it crapping out, that's a bonus. So, what am I thinking about today? I'm thinking about Roger a lot. Thinking about No Man's Sky. I now have two games in process. The first one, I got like 300 hours in. It was a learning experience. And I log in two or three times a day to deal with my frigates and put the get the settlers settled. There's slowly increasing population. They're nowhere near max. They're nowhere near the peak cap. And I wonder if the reason that it takes a day and a half for them to make one stinky little item, if it's because the population is so low, it takes them forever. But the population cap is like 200. And I've got like 40. Well, one has 75. Their cap is 250. I have no idea what the mechanic is behind this. I'm just following the prompt. The second one, I started when I first logged in, finally managed to get a login to the network so that all of the things worked. It turns out you don't need a network, but if you don't have a network, the game doesn't exactly all work. And it looked like I was discovering everything. Oh my gosh, look at this. I've discovered another one. I've discovered another one. I've discovered another one. Yeah, no. Without the network connection, I didn't see who had discovered it first. which pretty much invalidated most of the, well, some of the achievements anyway. I got them showing on the character profile, but I don't actually have them. Oh gosh, that's good. I'm in the deep shade now in the back of the neighborhood. And yeah, that's that cool. Whew. It's gonna be another hot day. I'm gonna have to go to the grocery store, I think, later on. I need to do a pharmacy pickup. I need to get a few odds and ends. I really don't like going on the weekend, but I think on the other day and having it be like Thanksgiving Day with lines down the aisles waiting to get to a cash register. That was ugly. What was that? Tuesday after the 4th of July. Yeah, apparently everybody had the same idea. Live and learn. Yes, indeed, a motorcycle. Very impressive. So, what am I reading? I'm in volume 3 of Henry's Harbor. It's losing a little of its luster. I have to say, he keeps coming up with new and unique ideas. But it's a lit RPG, a game lit, and it's terribly crunchy. It's page after page after page after page of stats, tables. Most of which I can't see because it's on my little tiny. It's on my phone screen. It's not tiny. It's the size of a paperback. The old mass market paperbacks. Back when paperbacks were like paperbacks. Don't get me started. Saturday garbage truck. Looks like I got out just in the nick of time as people starting to move. Cars. This is July. I bet the farmer's market is open. It's an interesting idea. It's a little early for corn, I think. Thank you. anyway, so yeah, it's kind of crunchy. There's a lot of pages of charts and tables. The other day was Double Points Day, so I bought the last two books of the series. I will read them. It's not like it's, oh, this is terrible, I'm not going to read anymore. No. I'll see what he does with book four. And then we'll decide whether or not, A, there, if there's going to be a book four, there may not be. He may just call it at that. Am I still going? Still going. Good. I gotta get a drink of water here, which means I need to stash the phone temporarily. Ah, there we go. Still going? Still going. 11:11, make a wish. This is going to be across the street and walk in the shade day, I think. There's little patches of shade. I can see them. But there's deep shade on the other side. Come on, everyone, get ready. Stay with me. Monk pose. This cord is going to... If I don't have it set just right, it slaps against my cheek when I turn my head. And now that's not fun. You know what is fun though, is my new ball cap. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm right across the street. A few extra steps that are protected by trees is worth it. Oh, this guy's got a new set of three cars. Two of the same, third one's changed. Is that a Jeep? Still got the Lexus. Looks like my old Taurus. And still got the... oh, his light bar is gone. Interesting. Oh, there's the van. The van is in the driveway. All right, I see. Ah, who knows what's going on? His car is his problem, not mine. Young homeowner turning into my parents. No, that's one thing. It's entirely unlikely that I will turn into my parents in terms of my relationship to the outer world. If anything, I've regressed to my teenage hermit self. No, not even that. I'm just a hermit. I need to go play with Roger today. I really need to spend some time playing with Roger. I've got a lot of ideas that are just sort of loose cards floating through my head. Not organized in any kind of deck. Just a, oh, yes, perhaps. And then I go back to No Man's Sky. At some point, this new playthrough is going to be as tedious as the old playthrough. It's all the same stuff. I'm doing it all again. At least I know something about what's expected. So I'm not spending an hour trying to figure out what the instructions are telling me to do, or wondering what happened to that task that I was doing, but has now been replaced with something else that I'm supposed to do. But it, what? How come? Where? And the mechanic that I was missing was that the game will occasionally decide that, no, you're not going to work on that. We're going to prompt you on this other task that's waiting in your queue. And despite the fact that you said you were going to do this one now, we think you ought to go look at this. And I'm like, oh, it's doing it again. Where before it was like, what the hell is going on here? It's very tedious. Some of the mechanics in this game are speechless. That's probably the worst. That's probably the worst one. I've been focusing on finding ships that I can salvage so that I can get cash. I've built my Corvette, at least the beginning of a Corvette. Okay, this guy's got a dog on a long leash. I'm going to take a walk across the street again. I'm almost at the end. But it's pretty good game. I am enjoying it. I'm fighting the urge to maybe look for a new game, because this one will do, and it won't be long that I'm going to have to go back to Enshrouded. Really, you know, some of the changes they made to Enshrouded, not not my cuppa. The mechanics or advancement are for the most part logical, but tedious. There's a constant draw. You need to advance to get better weapons and armor. But in order to advance, you have to fight a battle that's very difficult to win without the higher level weapons and armor, which makes it aggravating. Good morning. Good morning to you too. It's that same little collie dog as yesterday. Where is my wheat grass? There it is. Still green on the stem. Some of it's changing over. Some of it's dropped. Alright. Now, if I'm going to be serious about collecting some of this, I need to get my shit together, I guess. Yeah, story of life. You know, I figure if I actually get my shit together, I'll die. Because it just seems to be the way it goes. Every time I figure, I bet, oh, this is cool. I like this. This is good. No, it's gone. All right, find something else. Ooh. Prickly white poppy is looking poppy-like. Four blossoms, five blossoms. It's really coming into its own here. I wonder what happened to the one that was out in the middle of the field. He hadn't put up a flag yet this summer. Yep, Dub, I'm coming for you. Beautiful summer morning, it's what it is. It's a beautiful summer morning. It's going to be hot. It's going to be almost 100. They're forecasting almost 100. Wouldn't surprise me if it broke 100. I haven't seen the discussion yet. I don't know if we're expecting thunderstorms. There's apparently a weather guy here, actually living in Greeley, who posts his stuff on Facebook. My wife still reads Facebook. It's a never-ending source of angst for her. But she has a few people that she really likes to follow. This weather guy. Yeah, he has some really funny posts. And one of his shticks involves helmets. So if the weather is marginal, he'll put up a find your helmet warning. And when it's no longer marginal, it's a put on your damn helmet. Lately, it's been swamp ass. Apparently, that's a thing that bothers him greatly. You probably can tell what it is just from the description. So I don't need to go into a lot of detail other than to say, apparently, this weekend is a double gold bond weekend. Ah, I'm back. I'm in the comfortable shade of the garage, about to go through the back gate. So it's time for me to say tomorrow is another day. It's a 3-day, but the one after it isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.